Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back to the True to You Podcast. It is Wednesday, February the 21st, and I hope that you're doing well. I'm doing fantastic because I have in person Brother Sam right here in my office.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful.
Oh, I'm glad you're thankful.
Welcome back to another in-person recording.
Yes.
And we learned something last week.
We did. We're trying a few new things on the Truth to You podcast,
yep.
Trying to get with the times here. We tried remote podcasting
last week. We did do that.
For work-life balance and trying to see how it could go. May I just say, I think I sounded fine.
You sounded really good.
Perfect radio voice, as always.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
And same for you, Brother Scott.
I'll tell you what. I sounded so good. I mean, it was very embarrassing once I went back and listened to that.
And I hadn't listened either. When you told me, you're like, hey, take a listen to this. I was driving, and I just started crying laughing. I have no clue how it was you. But
I know. That was wild. And, yeah. And I had, you know, a couple of you teens, you know, who faithfully listened, kind of clued me in last Wednesday. And just for the benefit of our listeners, many times I won't listen to the whole recording. I mean, we've recorded it. I'm just making sure that it's there.
Right.
You know, so I'm not uploading, you know, the wrong episode or,
not
you know.
Just pure static.
Checked a couple of places, could hear me fine, could hear you fine. Mm-hmm. Didn't catch the lisp that program was giving me. I did not have teeth work, okay? I didn't have a stroke or something. I am fine.
Brother Scott has headgear now that he's wearing.
Yeah. I don't know how many. Everybody's going to go listen to that. Now they're going to go find that episode.
Yeah, watch how many views or listens go up on that episode.
It's
just
probably
to hear
already
voice.
Somebody's ringtone. I don't know. But anyway, we're in person. We'll see what happens next time we try to do the long distance thing. But for now, no unplanned laughter. Mm. You know, hopefully not.
Yeah, unplanned laughter. But we still want laughter.
We do want laughter. We want enjoyment, yes. And that's part of your department, Brother Sam. So, what do you have for us this week?
Well, I realize I'm actually a week late. I was so thinking about the Super Bowl last week that I completely neglected to realize that the day of a recording, because we switched our day to Wednesday, was actually Valentine's Day.
It was.
And
it was.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I feel like we should go back in time and do a few Valentine's Day jokes here.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it's getting harder and harder to find actually good jokes. So, kids, I am reaching out to you, imploring you once more. If you have any thoughts, any ideas, something strikes you funny, write it down. Write it on a piece of cardboard that you find somewhere and mail it to me, send it to me, show it to me, however you want to do it. Let Brother Sam know.
On that note...
You know, I was thinking about it, and somebody asked me if I had a date for Valentine's Day, and I told him, yes, I actually do.
Ooh.
The date's February 14th.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
See, I see what you did there. That's good. I thought you were going to disclose something here for a second. Where are we going with this?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I would have surprised myself, too. Why did the dad approve of his daughter's goalie boyfriend?
Okay. Why did goalie?
It's
goalie.
Worded weird. Yeah, his the daughter has a boyfriend who is a goalie.
A goalie. That could be hockey. It could be soccer. It could be one of those things.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Why did he? I don't know why.
He said he was a real keeper.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, there's gonna be some soccer listeners out there who are just very pleased with that nod to their
favorite. That was the best one I could find out there.
Yeah, I like that.
That's pretty good. We'll end on that note.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Let's go to our memory verse. It's Psalm 115, verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. One more time, Psalm 115, 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Okay, I believe we are in the book of 1 Corinthians. Is that correct, Brother Sam?
Yes, sir.
And chapter 16. And verse 18, going to ask Brother Sam to read that for us, and then we will have a discussion here about what this is all about.
All right, so 1 Corinthians 16:18 says, "For they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such."
Yeah, yeah, good. So what we have here in the last chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians is Paul is giving a nod to three people who had a refreshing effect mm-hmm. in the lives of him as well as the Corinthian believers. And you can go find those names in verse 17 and try to pronounce those on your own teens. But at any rate, these three individuals here who were refreshing to him and to other people. Now you start looking at that word refresh, and it has the idea to give rest to, okay, to give rest to. So if we could just for a second kind of, you know, unpack that, and we could possibly say that the opposite of a person being at rest is a person, you know, being tense mm-hmm. or maybe just, you know, wound up, you know, tightly. We could say, you know, worried. We could say greatly concerned. You know, somebody is upset in their spirit about, could be anything. And that we find ourselves at that place from time to time, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
It can range from a lot of different things, schoolwork, family situations, sibling relationships, you know, it just, sometimes those things can wind us up. We become tense. And what a blessing to be at that place, but then be at a place where we find that we're unwound. We're at a place where we have rest in our hearts. We're at ease now. And Paul is specifically saying that these three individuals brought that about in his life. But I just want to point this out, and that is in our humanity, we really do drive ourselves toward tension. Hmm. You know, it just seems like we have a tendency to overdo it internally. That puts us at a bad place. We worry ourselves. We concern ourselves with, sometimes it's one thing, sometimes it's many things. And when we are left to ourselves, sometimes we're just a ball of tension.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why COVID was such an issue, you know, for so many people, is because we were alone with ourselves.
Yeah.
And when we're left to ourselves, usually bad things tend to happen. But how does this really lead into our first point, Brother Sam? And if you could develop that, you know, as we think about our humanity, you know, in our humanity, we sort of drive ourselves toward tension.
Right. Well, you know, God is not the author of confusion, but, you know, he's the author of peace and rest. And so
yeah.
he is the one that we need to look to for finding rest in our lives.
That's good.
You had mentioned before we started recording, actually going back into Jeremiah, Jeremiah 31 and verse 25, and God says in that verse, "For I have satiated the weary soul and have replenished every sorrowful soul."
Yeah.
And, yeah. you know, it shows the heart of God of his concern, his care for, you know, our mental well-being, just for, you know, staying, you know, sometimes we'll be going through situations it's like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. Right. I don't know how I'm staying sane through this situation.
Yes.
And, you know, in those points, we need to turn to God because we know, you know, obviously through the Bible and through the other attributes that we can see in the Bible that are God's attributes, he truly does care about us.
Yeah.
And he is the one that has the power to be able to take away that, what's the word? I guess just being all stirred up.
Yeah, the tension.
Uh-huh. And be able to take that away and give us peace in return. That's why in a lot of situations, the world would look at Christians that are going through a really hard situation, whether it be a death or a loss of a job or financial issues or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll look at Christians and say, "How are you getting through this?"
Yeah.
And Christians can say, "Well, it's not me, it's because of God." And God can give you that peace that you could not give yourself on your own.
Yes, right. And that has to be step one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot, And that's where maybe sometimes we get it backwards. You know, we wanna go to other people to fill something in our lives that only God can fill, mm-hmm. only God can take care of. You know, I think about Adam and Eve in the garden, and you know, after they gave in to temptation, they willfully sinned, and they were then left to themselves. You know, and here they are. There's all kinds of tension. They, you know, the Bible says they realized the state they were in, mm-hmm. and immediately they begin looking for a covering. But as God begins, you know, to come and have that fellowship with them again, what are they doing? They're hiding. Yeah. You know, that tension between the two of them was not resolved because they were together, obviously. Mm-hmm. They needed God to do something for them that they could not do for themselves, and He resolves the tension. Right. He puts them at rest. Now, there were consequences, but ultimately He says, hey, you know, this covering you've made for yourself, it's not good enough. You know, here, let me give you a covering. And there's all kinds of symbolism in that, right?
Yeah.
But, boy, I just love that first point. Yeah, rest ultimately found in God. Mm-hmm. But as we go to our second thought, and I think this is where we can kind of build now, and this is where this verse, you know, so well comes into view, and that is this. Number two, God uses other Christians to refresh us. And I don't know about you, Brother Sam, I've seen that in my life.
Yeah.
I have seen that through the years. Maybe it was a certain moment, you know, maybe it was just a day, maybe it was a series of conversations where the Lord used that individual to provide perspective or encouragement or sharpening that just helped unwind the tension that was in my heart and life. And any examples that come to your mind?
I mean, I could give a handful of things that, you know, just yeah. over the years of people, whether it be friends that are my age or people that, you know, were much older and wiser than me, to be able to say, hey, you know, I'm praying for you through the situation and
yeah.
give me good counsel and wisdom. I'd say the first thing that kind of came to my mind was my grandmother. When I was back after I had finished my freshman year of college, mm-hmm. My parents told me that I would not be going back to the college that mm-hmm. I attended. That was really hard for me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
a lot of people knew that. You knew that, and yeah. I knew you were praying for me. And so you were one of those people, Brother Scott. But my grandmother, you know, she wrote me like a card, very detailed.
Wow.
Just because of that. And, you know, she talked with me and she said, hey, you know, I know you have so many questions right now, and just mm-hmm. just keep following God and keep following His will, and He's going to work everything out. And it was just really encouraging
yes.
to hear those words
yeah.
From somebody that they understood, and they couldn't really do anything for me or say, hey, you know, here's how things are going to end up. This is going to be great. But just say, hey, trust God. Again, you know, going back to what you're saying, that rest comes from God.
Yes.
But obviously, you know, through her, she was
right.
able to provide that peace and rest that I needed in that moment of saying, hey, God's got this, you know, we
yeah.
still love you. Everything's gonna work out
yeah.
okay in the end. So
yeah, that's good. And you know, she was an extension of God's truth, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, God is using her as a channel, and your soul is being affected, calmed by
yeah.
by that truth that comes from the Lord. And I think this is important, especially for teens, because you know, sometimes teens can think, well, you know, I got this neighbor and we hit it off and I feel good when we hang out. We're talking about Christians here.
Yeah.
We're talking about someone who's a brother or sister in Christ. And that could be, you know, there could be a big divergence in age. And a lot of times there is. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about connecting with someone, you know, who's able to share God's truth with us in a way that maybe reassures our heart, you know, or reminds us of God's promises and the loosening effect, the unwinding effect that can have, that restfulness that it can bring to us. And I remember one instance in particular, and I wasn't necessarily even close to this individual, but there was, when I was in college, there was a guy that managed a lot of the grounds there, and he was a pastor of a small church in the area. He was Pastor Moore was his name, believe it or not. I think
yeah.
he spelled his name
great
a little different, not your relative, okay? But anyway, my freshman year, my dorm was probably a half a mile walk from the administrative building that I was in. And so It was pouring down rain. I was half sick, and I was really worried about my grades, and I needed to go into work. Mm. And I don't remember being at a lower place when I was in college than that moment. Mm. And, you know, away from family, you know, right. all of that, here I am trying to do my best, you know, and life is just a little bit difficult right now. And it was raining. And I was going to have to, I'm in a suit, you know, I don't have an umbrella and I'm walking to my dorm and I'm going to get there and I'm going to be absolutely soaked. And I took about 10 steps and Pastor Moore drove up in his truck and he said, "Hey man, jump in." And, I got in and it was a short ride. You know, mm-hmm. he just said, "How you doing?" And I just said, "Oh, you know, I'm hanging in there." And he said, "Well, you know, it's good having you here. You know, I'm glad to see the Lord's working in your life and hope you have a good day." He dropped me off. But it was like that man was used of God. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, okay, can't get much worse. And the Lord said, "Hold on a second, you know, right. let me shelter you."
Right.
And he used that individual and man, it just like the tension left. And I was like, you know what? I don't feel good, but God's going to take care of me. I'm going to go to work, and he's got this.
Sometimes it's just God providing in the tiny things that, yeah. like, you probably weren't in that moment praying, "Lord, please bring no. somebody to pick me up,
no.
you know, so I don't no. get wet."
And I was probably praying it stop raining. That's probably what I was praying. But,
you know, and God just has a way of knowing exactly how far you can go until your breaking point and yeah. stopping before then and says, "Hey, I've got this,"
yeah.
you know, and refresh, recharge you
yeah.
enough to be able to go through, take another step.
Yeah. Before we go to this last point, let's just turn it here towards the teenagers and make it some application here. And, you know, teens, you know, you should at this point in your life have been able to identify some Christian relations that can have and are having this effect on you, right? That's really important. It's really important that you know who the spiritually mature believers are that are in your life. And if you don't have any right now, you need to seek some out. Because that is an avenue the Lord wants to use in all of our lives to refresh us. So I think that's really important. What's the third thing, though, Brother Sam? What's the third thing we should be thinking about here? We've talked about rest is found in God. That's foundational. God does use other Christians to refresh us, but what's the last thing?
Yeah, the final thing is, you know, kind of exact opposite of what we've talked about. Obviously, if you have people that can refresh you, where are the other people? You know, there's a category for them too, and mm-hmm. that's the people that can cause tension in your life.
Ah, yes.
And maybe as soon as I said that, you know, everybody has immediately pictured their sibling in their head, and they're like, "Yes, that is my sibling, that's my brother, that's my sister." But
yeah.
it's more than just the people that, you know, you're like, okay, well, they can be annoying at times or whatever.
Right.
I think tension is more that it could be a sinful thing of,
right.
okay, this person is allowing me to consider making unbiblical decisions,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And so now your soul has
yes.
tension in it mm-hmm. because you're debating between what God wants you to do
right.
and what this, you know, acquaintance, friend, whoever
yeah.
is saying, "Hey man, you should try this," or whatever.
Yep. Right. So. Right. No, that's a good point. It's almost like, you know, you've got somebody who's pulling you one direction, the Holy Spirit's kind of on the other end saying,
right.
"Hey, you know, that's not what's best for you." And sometimes we have the tendency to, you know, rationalize those things. And, well, you know, that person isn't going to affect me.
Yeah.
Well, they do. They do. More often than we realize. And certainly, you know, for those younger kids, teenagers, the ability to influence that age group specifically cannot be overstated.
Yeah.
There's a lot of influence that happens during those years. And so sometimes teens need the help of their parents to see this and to see it clearly. I look back on things today with the eyes of, you know, a 37-year-old, however old I am, I forget. But anyway, I see things in a way that I did not see them as a teenager. And, you know, I had to lean on my parents for that. And I'm sure you'd say the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is really important that just as we're aware of those people and should identify those who have a refreshing effect on us and refreshing our spirit, we should be mindful of those who are producing tension in our lives. And you mentioned from the standpoint of, you know, things maybe of a sinful nature, pulling us towards the world or something like that. But there's also people who are just geared so negative that you know, they pile on, and then we take up their offenses or whatever it is. They see the world as if it were dark and raining every day. And those people, we may not realize it, they're adding to tension in our lives. They are pulling us down. And therefore, sometimes we're not the people we need to be for other people, or have the refreshing effect that God wants us to have in other people's lives. Yeah. What, anything you'd add to
that? No, I was going
to
say a good example of this is actually a coworker of mine.
Okay.
You know, just very, if everything's going great, he's okay.
Okay.
As soon as anything starts to head south, it's he just goes off and gets so frustrated. And it when you're with him for a day, and luckily I'm not always, you know, he's at another site, so I only see him a couple times a year. But I spent a day with him one time. And I came home. And I was like apologizing to my parents as I came in the door. I said, if I snap, if I sound like I am not myself, I've been with this dude all day long, and it's just been drilling into my head like all this negativity. And it's it is. It really does affect you how other people are acting around you.
Right.
So
and you know, to your point, like you're in a work environment. You can't always change the people who are around you. The teenagers who are listening are in a school environment, and they can't change the people that are around them. So what's the answer? Do you just like ignore these people? You don't talk to them? You don't give them the time of day? Because I'm sure, like you said, there's some teenagers who are thinking of a brother or sister who are, they're just ready to like, hey, mom, dad, can we ship them? They provide too much tension in my life, you know?
Right.
So what are some things here? How do you weed through this?
Yeah, I think probably the best thing to do, not the easiest, but would be in those situations, you know, as soon as you are feeling tension rise up in yourself because of another person's actions or just how they're at, whatever they're doing, in that moment we have to be conscious enough of the situation and take a step back, pause, and say, okay, God, I'm starting to get wound up about this. Help me not to jump on the whole bandwagon of this person and what they're doing and how they're acting, or maybe they're instigating, maybe they're trying to get you wound up, right?
True.
And say, God, just give me the peace and rest, help me. And if it's one of those things where you just need to get out of that situation, that's an option. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just where you politely step away and say, hey, you know, I'll be back in a minute sort of thing. And you need to just separate yourself at that time.
Yeah.
You know, the Holy Spirit will guide you in those moments, but it's definitely reaching out to God immediately, because if you leave it up to yourself and your flesh, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be acting like that person that's giving you the tension.
Yeah, so it's good. And, you know, I think especially in the area where it's just a negative person, that's just in general, they have a bent that way. I think the best combat to negativity is hopefulness and positivity.
Yeah.
You know, so instead of just allowing the person to empty, you know, the truck bed in your lap, you know, with all this garbage, you know, turn it back around and say, hey, well, let's trust God for that, you know. Yeah, you're right. We don't have a gymnasium, but let's trust God for that.
And that gives you the opportunity to be the refreshing person.
Oh, absolutely.
For that person,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So,
and that's, and there may be a deficiency in that person's life in that area, which is why they are in the tense position, you know, that they are. So, I feel like this has been a long conversation, and it has, but it's been a good one.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Hopefully
very practical, because you're going to deal with this every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's good. And we all want to be refreshing people for other people, and we need to identify people who are refreshing to us.
Right.
So, all right, Brother Sam, thank you so much. Before we go here, I want to mention our teenager of the day, and the teenager we're praying for is Abigail, so we'll take some time to do that. Abigail, we appreciate you, and I hope you have a good rest of your Wednesday. Thanks for being with us, Brother Sam. And we'll see our listeners next time.
Sounds good. See you then.